8. The United Midwayers. At the last adjudication of this world, when Michael removed the slumbering survivors of time, the Midway creatures were left behind, left to assist in the spiritual and semi-spiritual work on the planet. They now function as a single corps, embracing both orders and numbering 10,992. The United Midwayers of Urantia are at present governed alternately by the senior member of each order. This regime has obtained since their amalgamation into one group shortly after Pentecost. The members of the older or primary order are generally known by numerals. They are often given names such as 1-2-3 the first, 4-5-6 the first, and so on. On Urantia, the Adamic Midwayers are designated alphabetically in order to distinguish them from the numerical designation of the primary Midwayers. Both groups are non-material beings as regards nutrition and energy intake, but they partake of many human traits and are able to enjoy and follow your humor as well as your worship. When attached to mortals, they enter into the spirit of human work, rest, and play. But Midwayers do not sleep, neither do they possess powers of procreation. In a certain sense, the secondary group are differentiated along the lines of maleness and femaleness, often being spoken of as he or she. They often work together in such pairs. Midwayers are not men, neither are they angels, but secondary Midwayers are in nature nearer man than angel. They are, in a way, of your races, and are, therefore, very understanding and sympathetic in their contact with human beings. They are invaluable to the Seraphim in their work for and with the various races of mankind, and both orders are indispensable to the Seraphim who serve as personal guardians to mortals. The United Midwayers of Urantia are organized for service with the planetary Seraphim in accordance with innate endowments and acquired skills in the following groups. 1. Midway Messengers. This group bear names. They are a small corps and are of great assistance on an evolutionary world in the service of quick and reliable personal communication. 2. Planetary Sentinels. Midwayers are the guardians, the sentinels of the worlds of space. They perform the important duties of observers for all the numerous phenomena and types of communication which are of import to the supernatural beings of the realm. They patrol the invisible spirit realm of the planet. 3. Contact Personalities. In the contacts made with the mortal beings of the material worlds, such as with the subject through whom these communications were transmitted, the Midway creatures are always employed. They are an essential factor in such liaisons of the spiritual and the material levels. 4. Progress Helpers. These are the more spiritual of the Midway creatures, and they are distributed as assistants to the various orders of Seraphim who function in special groups on the planet. Midwayers vary greatly in their abilities to make contact with the Seraphim above and with their human cousins below. It is exceedingly difficult, for instance, for the primary Midwayers to make direct contact with material agencies. They are considerably nearer the angelic type of being, and are therefore usually assigned to working with and ministering to the spiritual forces resident on the planet. They act as companions and guides for celestial visitors and student sojourners, whereas the secondary creatures are almost exclusively attached to the ministry of the material beings of the realm. The 1,111 loyal secondary Midwayers are engaged in important missions on Earth. As compared with their primary associates, they are decidedly material. They exist just outside the range of mortal vision, and possess sufficient latitude of adaptation to make, at will, physical contact with what humans call material things. These unique creatures have certain definite powers over the things of time and space, not excepting the beasts of the realm. Many of the more literal phenomena ascribed to angels have been performed by the secondary Midway creatures. When the early teachers of the Gospel of Jesus were thrown into prison by the ignorant religious leaders of that day, an actual angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. But in the case of Peter's deliverance after the killing of James by Herod's order, it was a secondary Midwayer who performed the work ascribed to an angel. Their chief work today is that of unperceived personal liaison associates of those men and women who constitute the Planetary Reserve Corps of Destiny. It was the work of this secondary group, ably seconded by certain of the primary corps, that brought about the coordination of personalities and circumstances on Urantia, which finally induced the planetary celestial supervisors to initiate those petitions that resulted in the granting of the mandates making possible the series of revelations of which this presentation is a part. But it should be made clear that the Midway creatures are not involved in the sordid performances taking place under the general designation of spiritualism. The Midwayers at present on Urantia, all of whom are of honorable standing, are not connected with the phenomena of so-called mediumship, and they do not, ordinarily, permit humans to witness their sometimes necessary physical activities or other contacts with the material world, as they are perceived by human senses.